going head-to-head. And at the half, it was MLS 21, Ubley 14. But both teams, Ubley scores first in that third quarter, takes the lead. Ubley 22, Saginaw MLS 21. And Harbor Beach over Saginaw Novell 20-6 in the third quarter after a fumble from Saginaw Novell gives the ball back to Harbor Beach, and they score quickly and score twice right away. So 20-6, Harbor Beach leads Saginaw Novell. They're trying to defeat Novell for the first time in school history. They're 0-4 in the playoffs against Novell, including a collapse in the fourth quarter, which gave Novell the victory and went on to the state finals then. So in the game right here, 34 for Deckerville, 8 for Kingston.
Absolutely. We got some great games. I expect some really good finishes in our other area games. Harbor Beach looks like they're kind of pulling ahead of Novell, which we somewhat expected. Ubley in MLS, that game's back and forth over there, so I expect a good finish over there. And Sandusky, Cass City, don't rule out Cass City yet. They may tie that game up yet. So some really good games, an 11-player on the other side. 8-player is really starting to get rid of some of the fat there, as you can see, trimming away some of these teams like Weberville and Genesee, the 4- and 5-win teams that snuck in. Those are all going to be eliminated after today, and you're going to see some really good 8-player teams, including the Deckerville Eagles, Morris, Augury Sims. There's going to be a really good battle there coming up in the next round next weekend.
And actually, to take a look here, in Region 1 and Region 2, so Deckerville, Kingston, Augury Sims, and Mayville in Region 2, they'd play the winner of Region 1, which is Pickford, Fife Lake Forest, Area, Sutton's Bay, and
Honorway. Oh, you're right. You're right.
So more than likely Pickford out of that side.
Probably worse than any of – well, maybe avoiding Morris wouldn't be a bad thing. Playing Pickford, though, that's no easy task either, as it sure looks like they're a team that's going to walk through that district.
But whether it is Deckerville or Kingston moving on from this game, if they do have to take on Augury Sims, which chances are they will have to go to Augury. Based on playoff points, 10 more playoff points for Augury Sims than Deckerville and 11 more than Kingston.
Now, Augury Sims won all their games, so it's not a total surprise that they had more points, as Deckerville played a tougher schedule but did suffer a couple losses early in the season.
So, Dave, as we get ready to start the second half, what do you expect here for both squads?
More of the same from Deckerville. I don't see any way that they do anything different. If you're Kingston, your first goal is to get the opening kickoff and score right away on that first drive. And if your defense is able to come up with a stop and give your offense the ball and go down and score again, we'll have ourselves a new ball game. But they got to find a way to figure out what's going on here, because the Deckerville defense has been all over the place and Kingston's had no answer. As looks like teams coming back onto the field here. Not surprised they're all covered up in jackets, Clark.
Oh, it's getting cold out here.
I got two jackets on.
I've got two jackets on, plus my Under Armour underneath that. But regardless, we're still rocking the shirts and ties here tonight. We're looking the best-looking radio crew in the business.
Right, unfortunately.
Because we're the only crew that wears ties.
Yeah, if I zip up my jacket any higher, you wouldn't be able to tell I had a shirt and tie.
It's the thought that counts, Dave. how's it go? Look good, feel good, play good?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, all right, that's what we go with here. Regardless, though, a cold night in Deckerville, open-air booth. I love it, though. I really do. There's something about an open-air booth that I absolutely love.
Just sure makes you feel just a little bit more like you're part of the game. And tonight, I think Rochelle is very happy she's not here, because she would feel like she's part of the game and freezing. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh, I think our director of game data analytics is more than happy that she's sitting at home warm on her couch right now. Right now, though, the second half is ready to begin. Deckerville won the toss, elected to receive to start the game, so they will be kicking off to the Kingston Cardinals. And the Eagles lead by 26 points, 34-8. Curtis Vogel will be kicking off for the Eagles at their own 40-yard line, the right side of the radio. East wind tonight. That comes from the far side of the radio to the near side. As Curtis Vogel's kick comes in, he keeps it on the ground and bounces at the 46-yard line. And it's going to be brought in with ease by number 11 for Kingston. That would be Brian Hobson. First and 10 for the Kingston Cardinals at their own 46.
Noticing both teams, neither one wants to challenge the special teams of the other. Just squib kicking and forcing those up men to make those plays on those onside kicks. And that time, Kingston does a really good job.
34-8. Deckerville leads Kingston. Kingston on offense for the first time this second half. They'll start this drive at their own 45-yard line. Left to right across your radio, trailing by 26 points. Hunter James back under center. Nate Dawson.
It's still Nate Dawson.
And it's a handoff to number 22. Lane Torrey coming around the right side. And he gets out and goes laterally for about 20 yards, but only forward for about 2 yards. Tackle made by number 6, Isaac, kind of out of the secondary. They're going to mark him down actually at the 46-yard line, 47-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8.
Isaac Kineth playing defensive back comes all the way over to this sideline to make the tackle on Lane Torrey. Really nice job, but without Hunter James in the game, you see more of a traditional offense, an I formation, very similar to what Deckerville's running, and Lane Torrey is that deep back. But you notice the difference when Lane Torrey gets the ball. Not quite as explosive as Derek Snyder and not quite as elusive as Carlos Ibarra, so they're going to have to really block up front. Well,
I formation throwing downfield to throw, and this one's intercepted by number 6 of Deckerville. That would be Isaac Kineth at the 37-yard line. Back out to the 45, and Deckerville's offense back on the field in the 4th interception thrown by Kingston tonight.
And that one overthrown. Isaac Kineth had coverage. He was actually behind the receiver, so he was in good position to make sure that the play doesn't go for a big gain. And when the ball floated, Kineth does a nice job of finding it in the air and making a nice play over his shoulder to bring it in. And the Deckerville defense continuing their domination, 4th interception of the game, and their offense will come back onto the field.
There's a flag at midfield away from the play on the opposite sideline. No word yet exactly what this is, but Deckerville ready to start their drive off the 45, and now they're backing up.
It was such a late flag, Clark. It almost had to come on the return after the interception. So my guess is the interception is good, and you're going to see some kind of block in the back or going to call a personal foul.
A personal foul. And they're going to back them up 15 yards. So instead of the 45, they'll start this drive at their own 30-yard line. But regardless, it comes off another interception, the 4th of the evening, this time thrown by Nate Dawson.
And I'm not sure what the personal foul could be. They didn't signal taunting or anything like that, so it wasn't an unsportsmanlike kind of, just a personal foul. So I'm not sure what the personal foul was, but nonetheless, damage already done. Deckerville takes the ball away from Kingston on the second play of the half, and now this offense is going to be able to run the ball and try to work some clock and try to punch it in one more time here on this Kingston defense.
Isaac Kineth under center. Handoff right up the middle to Carlos Ibarra. Falls forward across the 35 and gets crunched down to about the 37-yard line after a 7-yard gain. Tackle made by number 13, Aaron Kaler, for the defense of Kingston. Second down, 4 to go.
Good running, though, on first down. When you're any offense, you're looking to get 3 to 6 yards every time, you'll take it because the playbook can be totally open on second down and medium, and that Kingston has been unable to get Deckerville out of that comfort zone. Deckerville has been able to get 5, 6, sometimes 9 on first down, and it's crippling if you're a defense. It's hard to get off the field, and this defense just hasn't had an answer for the running game of Deckerville.
10 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Deckerville 34, Kingston 8. Deckerville back on offense after an interception thrown on the second play of the second half. Carlos Ibarra has a lead blocker but doesn't get beyond about a yard, maybe 2, out to about the 38-yard line. But a flag flies way back at the 45-yard line ahead of the play and away from the play.
And, yeah, totally opposite corner of the field, so I'm not sure what would have happened down the field away from the play, but it's going to be on Kingston.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Kingston Cardinals, and they'll walk off 15 yards from the end of the play, and this will push the Deckerville Eagles into Kingston territory at the 47-yard line.
Well, I know this game is feeling, and it is, lopsided. Let's just hope it doesn't get out of control here. I don't know what happened, but an unsportsmanlike conduct, that's usually something very frowned upon, and hopefully the last we see of that tonight.
Yeah, most certainly. Looks like at the end of the third quarter, 20-6 Harbor Beach leading. No, not confirmed, though, so we'll hang on to that one. 10:07 left in the third quarter. Deckerville on offense, leading by 26 points, 34-8. Deckerville came out on their first drive of this night and marched down the field 59 yards for a score, then held Kingston to a 3-and-out. And by that point, the rout was beginning. for the Deckerville Eagles. First and 10 from the Kingston 47-yard line. Carlos Sabara gets the handoff. He has positive yardage all the way across the 40 and finally brought down to the 39-yard line. It is a gain of 9 on the play. Tackle made by Randy Christman for Kingston. Second down in a long one to go, maybe.